Welcome back to West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle, where managing partner of Berry & Lambert Solicitors, Paul Reader, joins me to discuss the importance of shareholder agreements. So, Paul, before the break, you explained that people often consider their wills, but don't necessarily think about their businesses in the event of their death. Also, it's effectively a prenup for businesses, protecting against future potential issues. So when should a shareholder's agreement be prepared?
So it's recommended that you prepare one as early as possible, and bearing in mind it's an agreement, it's best to do it whilst you're all still talking to one another rather than when problems arise. It is a document which tried to preempt problems, so when you are all talking and getting excited about what the future of the business looks like, that's the best time to do it. It also provides a really good opportunity for the owners of the business to have really honest conversations with one another, which I think then enables them to actually run the business more smoothly going forward, because they all have had an open discussion about what their hopes, aspirations are for the future of the business. So as soon as possible would be my recommendation.
That's a very good point, actually, the fact that it's not just protecting against future issues, but it's also bringing to the fore where you want to go with your business, which you may have misconceptions that can be ironed out early on. That's really helpful to know. So how easy is it to amend a shareholders agreement?
I think this is almost repeating the last answer, because I reiterate that it is an agreement. So long as you're all still talking to one another and you're still in agreement as what you want the changes to be, it's very easy to amend. You will all need to agree the amendments and sign off the amendments, but if you're all on the same page, that's absolutely fine. There's no problem at all. Again, if problems have arisen and you've fallen out with one another, well, at that point, you're still stuck with the original agreement. And that's why it's really important at the start of your business journey to actually have these open conversations, because then if you've had those conversations as to what will happen in certain circumstances, you shouldn't hopefully need to amend. But as businesses change and grow, there will usually be times where you need to review it, just like a will. You're recommended to check your will every, I think, 5 years. And I think with a shareholders agreement, that's probably the same thing to do. Make sure that you are still all on the same page and it's fit for purpose.
That's great. Some really great food for thought there. We've barely scratched the surface of a fascinating and important topic. So if you want to know more, do get in touch with the friendly team at Berry & Lamberts at berryandlamberts.co.uk. This will also be on the West Kent Radio website if you want to hear more, or you've perhaps missed part of it. So thank you so much for being our Legal Eagle this month, Paul.
Thank you very much.
And join us next month on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle on 95.5, on 106.7 FM, online, or on your smart speaker.